Cue the slow-mo and sexy theme song because here came Amos dressed in a tux. Holy God. The form-fitting tux hinted at the powerful build underneath. Pair that with his meticulously mussed-up hair, broody good looks, pouty lips, and his come-hither eyes that promised nothing but heat and sin. I was a goner. R.I.P. to my panties again around this man. My inner thighs were drenched. Pretty sure I could get pregnant at just the sight of him. He stopped a polite distance away, but the look in his eyes was anything but as he raked them down my dress, lingered on every single curve, and devoured me with one sweep of those dark lashes. The heat of his gaze pulsed a vicious ache between my legs, one I knew only he could satisfy. Too bad the rest of the world wouldn't stop for wild sex with him even just this once. "Harlow," he said, too low for anyone else's ears. "You are stunning as always." His voice wrapped me up in dark velvet and tiptoed all sorts of illicit promises up my arms, over my shoulders, and into my ears. I simply nodded. The sight of him had paralyzed my tongue,